Blog Talk Radio. Love Burns. I'm Charity Trueheart.
I'm Gwendolyn Lovequist.
And it is a crisp, cool fall evening here in Music City.
It is. It's just wonderful. The trees are starting. Excuse me, I'm burping from this La Marca.
Our drink of choice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At least we can afford it. Jack.
Yeah, Jack Oliver. Once again, let us down. Little Jacko.
We got to bash him on every show.
We do.
Show,
we have to bash him on. It's like he's almost like our good luck charm, our little pocket pal, our little good luck charm. But we love him.
We do. Okay, back to the weather.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous here.
It is.
I mean, we're getting ready to go into a little dip from, it's like 80-something 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And now it's like 72 today.
Know. But we'll keep better in the cooler weather, I think. I'm over the rain. We don't need rain.
No more rain. Poor people that are getting it, though.
Man. But you know what the thing is? When it rains too much, we don't get fall color here.
That's true.
The leaves fall off the trees
faster before they even turn. Yeah.
So I really miss the fall colors. You know, we're New Englanders.
Yeah,
we're used to that.
I'm Northeast, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, love it. So, I don't know how I survived in L.A. for over 20 years.
I don't know how you survived in L.A., period. But, you know, and here we are once again. It's fall, and you know my dream.
What's that?
Where some guy takes me to a cabin, not like a slasher film, but and we sit in front of a roaring fire with some great wine, and we just go for a nice hike, and it's beautiful, crisp weather, and it's just totally romantic and hasn't happened yet.
Mr. Sandman, bring her a dream. Make him the richest thing that she's ever seen.
There you go. Keyword. Well, anyway, we got mail.
We got mail.
And I'm talking about the M-A-I-L kind. And here we go. Here's our first letter.
Oh, that's here.
Dear Charity and Gwendolyn, I'm in love with my stepbrother. His father is married to my mother. We are not blood relatives. We did not even grow up in the same house. Recently, I attended a family reunion weekend, and he and I hung out a lot. One thing led to another, as it always does, and we slept together. We have a real connection and want to make it a real relationship, not a secret. One other thing. I'm a guy, too.
What?
No one in our family.
Shut the front door.
There you go. Don't let
or
it hit
the back
you.
Door.
Don't let it hit you in the arse. No one in our families know that we are gay, let alone in love with each other.
Oh, my God.
My mom is a dedicated Baptist. His dad is retired military.
Oh, my God.
Should we kiss and tell? Signed, Walking on Broken Glass.
Oh, what a drama queen.
No, yeah. And the key word there is drama, not queen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on now. It's 2015.
It is, you know, and you have to let the dogs out of the bag because you're going to have to sometime or another. How old are they, do you think? In their 20s or their teens?
They sound young.
Like in their 20s?
I'm really thinking that your family may already kind of have an inkling that you might be gay, you know.
When mothers know.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
And when love is in the air, everybody kind of gets it. It's a vibe.
Yep.
It's a vibe.
One of your darling, gorgeous girls is here, and she's groaning and moaning in the
I
background.
Know. She's like, look at her. She's pinning you.
Yeah, she is. She is. Hello, Lizzie girl. What do you think of this letter, Lizzie? You think he's a drama queen? of the highest order. He's an empress. That's a drama empress there.
I think they should get together.
Mm-hmm.
He and his brother.
Stepbrother.
They should get together. I'm sure they've talked about it endlessly.
Mm-hmm.
that's my dog groaning, which means like love me, pet me. And they should sit the mother and father down. I'm not talking about everybody, but they should sit the mother and father down and say, look, we are. Yeah. Or maybe individually say we are gay. No, they should do it together since they're in love.
I think they just need to lay it on the line and say, this is what it is. You know, we have a life. We maybe want to build a life together and we want to be happy. But
now if they're 12 and 13, I have no idea the age factor is here. I think you should probably.
Yeah. Consult your healthcare provider. Walking on broken
daily
glass.
Horoscope.
There you go. Walking on broken glass. I hope for your sake this isn't one of these. It's more exciting because no one knows.
Oh yeah.
I hope not, because you sound a bit dramatic.
We almost need a little bit more information. Like, is this both your first love? What is the age factor? You don't say, like, if you're both professional people,
uh-huh,
or if you're students, or if there's a lot of different ways to handle this. But if you are gay and you need to come out of the closet, then that's maybe your first order.
I agree with that. I think you take it one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You let the dust settle on that big fat bomberino with
mm-hmm.
your Baptist mother and your
exactly.
retired military stepfather.
Whoa.
And then, and then you proceed forward. Because a little shock at a time gets you used to the shock. A big, giant shock at once could kill you. So I just think in this day and age, it's ridiculous to assume or even care that people are going to ostracize you or hate you for it. And if they do, too damn bad. Life is short.
Life.
And so am I.
She's not that short. She's just baloney in here. I'm throwing baloney on the wall. I would say, come out to your parents first, and you come out to your mom, and you come out to your dad, and let them absorb that, and then come the holidays, come out of the closet together,
mm-hmm.
and just say, hey, we are, hopefully you still will be
together, or if not, at least you've broken the ice. And you prepare
on your
sexuality.
Your sexual, exactly.
And really, honestly, gosh, if everybody were to sit down and say, hey, I'm really turned on by, one-legged people with, one eye. I mean, everybody has their own little idiosyncrasy.
Yeah.
And judgment over sexuality is really stupid.
It is stupid, and hopefully the world is catching up on that.
Yeah. May I comment? I love your sweater.
You do?
I do.
I'll give it to you. Do you want it?
I really love, but that color is great on you anyway, but I really love that sweater.
Thank you. Old Navy.
You're kidding.
No, last year.
Wow.
I went in there.
That's a nice, it almost looks like a cashmere.
It does. It's like a little cotton cashmere thing. Old Navy. Old Navy is fun. Throwaway clothes.
No, but that's a fabulous sweater, though.
I went up there to get my husband some pants for the yard work. Because where can you buy a $10 pair of pants?
Uh-huh.
He's going to like mess up in the yard. And while he was trying on pants, I was looking around and I said, oh, this is cute.
$10 is cute.
Pants. $12 sweater.
And that's
Thank
our
you.
Endorsement for Old Navy. Someone call them and tell them that they expect the check in the mail.
I love the commercials you're doing now for Old Navy with what's your
with,
name?
With Julia Louis
Dreyfus. Well, here comes a little fashion.
I like the one where she has a fake French accent and it's so bad.
Oh, and she's like doing a fashion show.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'll see. Whatever.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
She's great. Have you ever seen Veep? That show that she does?
I've watched it a few times,
It's uneven, but she's funny. And
she is funny.
She's like, we tend to speak really quickly.
Yes.
And unless you are, like here in the South, they have a hard time with that. Us, the way we speak, our meter, our timbre of the...
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
But...
They go, excuse me?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
He talks funny.
Dun, 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 dun.
But we have been here for a while now, so I'm wondering if we went back into our own environment.
Oh, you've gone back to New York.
But not long enough to have people say, you know, you got a little thing going on there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it would be. I don't know. But
I
anyway.
Think a lot of people are, unless you're really true Southern, I know some people that just talk like this all the time,
mm-hmm.
and they go, oh, my Lord, I love what you're wearing. Okay, okay.
Our blessed heart. You know that that's really the Southern thing of fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah. There we go.
Give me, I want to toast on that.
Yeah.
Hey, happy fall.
Yeah. I love the fall.
Okay. I've got a letter here that came in for you and I grabbed it out of your box.
Oh, crap.
Pardon the pun. Dear Charity, I met a businessman who is very big in Wall Street.
Oh, very big in Wall Street?
In
or
Wall
is that
Street.
Two separate sentences?
In Wall Street. In Wall Street business.
Okay.
Okay. I guess he's one of those Wall Street guys. It is a very reputable date site that we met on, and we communicated for a few months and decided to meet. He flew me to New York City, and we stayed in a suite in a fabulous hotel. And we ordered room service for the entire weekend and never left the room. We even had massages in the suite. It was the most luxurious weekend of my life. We got along so well that I thought this might be the man of my dreams. He wanted to take me on his yacht he keeps moored in the Bahamas.
Oh, gee.
It was a fairy tale dream. I went home, and a week later, he sent me some flowers apologizing that he had to cut off our communication. WTF in business mm-hmm. letters, right? A week after that, I received an email from a woman who said she was his wife, and this has happened before.
Now,
especially when she and the children go out of town.
Mm-mm.
I am heartbroken and want to expose him somehow. I know that you are very well schooled in internet dating, Charity. So can you give me some advice? And she signed it, beautifully bamboozled.
Well, BB. Here's a skinny on that. You were taken for a ride, and
what
you were
a nice
yeah.
one.
You weren't ridden hard and put up wet,
and you even got brushed.
There you go. And I think you just need to learn from this and realize that the internet is fraught with fraud, and because the wife already contacted you, she let all the air out of that balloon for you. And why would you even want to go there and stir up that pot? You know, I mean, the wife is living in her own stew.
Yeah, really, with him.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me that these guys always seem to float back to the top. It somewhere, certainly at some point, it has to catch up with them. It has to,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
I would think so.
Gosh, I don't know.
I had a girlfriend of mine. She said, oh, I'm on this match.com thing. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's the name. And she said, so we went on her computer and we're looking at pictures of guys. And she said, oh, look at this guy. She said, isn't that a fabulous kitchen he's standing in? And I went, yeah, but it says he's a real estate guy.
Yeah.
It could be anybody's
Somebody
kitchen.
Somebody else's kitchen.
Yeah. You know. And then she said, and here's a guy who said he's like sailing, and it's a picture of him on a boat. I said, he could have rented it. It could be a friend's boat.
Exactly.
It could be, you know, I mean, you have to, we're all hung up in believing what we want to believe. It's like I look in some mirrors and I say, I look pretty good. I'm kind of thin. And then, you know, an hour later, I'll see my reflection and go, what the hell happened?
Like that shapeshifter on Seinfeld.
Exactly. I wasn't prepared for my belief system. Sustaining me
for the reality check.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you hit the nail dead on. Okay, and that we just had a conversation about this earlier
mm-hmm.
about someone that we know, and I said he's got great curb appeal, but his Carfax sucks.
Right.
And,
great line.
You know, if you were on these dating sites and all you are being attracted by is the bait, then you're going to be sorely disappointed.
You
got
to read between the lines, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. And believe me, this goes both ways because some of these women, they put up their glamour shot from 25 years ago, and or they put a shot just from the shoulders up and never show that from the shoulders down they look like two different entities, or maybe two different species.
Two different people.
You know.
Stuck together.
You know, and then they get mad. It's like they get mad when they say they're a sports car, they're really a station wagon.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then they get their tires kicked. And they get all furious.
Yeah.
And really, ladies, honestly, the competition is so fierce, no pun intended, that lying about it, you know.
You're going to get caught.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember years ago, back when I was living in Manhattan, my roommate went out on a date with this very successful television producer. And she went into, I forgot, might have been the Carlisle, one of those ones that had a revolving door into the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And she said as she revolved in, she wanted to revolve
keep going. Oh.
Because he was sitting at the bar and he was wearing a toupee, but it was started like right above his eyebrows.
Oh,
and
my God.
That, and she said the whole night she wanted to reach over and push it back up.
Tug it. Give it a tug.
3 inches up on his head. And she said it like ruined the whole. On top of it, she said he was obnoxious.
Oh.
Like he had machismo, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Oh, those old guys, you know. It's a different, it's really a changing of the guard nowadays. I mean, now you hardly ever see a guy in a toupee.
Yeah.
Just sporting that ball, that chrome.
Or they'll shave their head.
That chrome dome, you know, and they're just like spit shining it.
Yeah. And it's a sexy look.
It is.
It's a sexy look. But, you know what? March on. It's a lesson learned.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Dating on the internet, you're going to make this mistake over and over again, because while you think you're out fishing in deep waters with the good fat fish, you're really just getting bottom feeders. That's the truth.
Hmm.
I'm just full of metaphors
you
today.
You are today. I like it. My favorite is he had good curb appeal, but a bad
Carfax. Yeah,
too many accidents.
I know. I use that in a
Bondoed.
Book.
Bondoed.
God, oh, bless its heart.
Bless its heart, mother fun. Or I didn't say it, but I'll put some money in.
Put some money in there. All right, here we go. Dear lovers, several years ago, I got bored and made the mistake of signing up for one of those online cheating websites. Recently, it was hacked, and the hacker is threatening to make my information public.
Oh, dear.
Though my marriage was going through a rocky patch, we're doing well now, and I'm scared to death what this will do to our newfound footing. Should I confess? Signed, held over a flame. Take it.
Flame. It's like, you know, standing on Kindle up against the stalk or steak. Well, it was hacked. Now, I guess it has to do with, was she, somebody contact her to say?
You know, I don't really even know if it's a man or a woman.
Mm.
It could go either way.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say keep your mouth shut until you see the whites of their eyes.
Yeah, we're two less is more kind of girls.
Until you're like, you know, up against the wall and the gun is pointed at you, you know, don't say a word.
Yeah.
You know, because if nothing happens with it and you go, honey, you know, well, did he go out with anybody on the website? Or she?
I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
And what
kind of a website was it?
So one of those dating, online cheating websites. Well, you know, a lot of them.
Cheating websites.
Yeah,
are naughty.
Yeah. And unfortunately.
Cheating. I mean, why would they go on cheating if they're trying to save their marriage?
Well, because those websites are geared toward people who are not interested in love.
Oh, I see. They don't want a relationship.
They're just interested in a hookup.
A hookup.
You know,
like Tinder.
They want to get the cow for free, not pay for the milk.
Hmm. So it's really just like.
It's a meta five.
It's a metaphorical. Far out of my.
Well, unfortunately, it's not that far out of mine, you know. And I have to say that I can't see any benefit in your confessing once you're in a marriage.
Keep your mouth shut.
Uh-huh. And hope that it doesn't come to the surface. And if it does come to the surface, prepare yourself for a defense. the best defense in that situation is an offense. So go, you know, prepare your explanation, your front, and say it changed me and made me realize I wanted to be a better person in this relationship.
And I love you, baby.
And here's a diamond bracelet or a new motorcycle, whichever sex you are.
Yeah, whatever. Or here's two tickets to the Bahamas.
There you go.
Or it's Phantom of the Opera.
How people listen. This whole internet world is a dangerous, dangerous place.
Yeah, more and more.
And I actually spoke to someone earlier this morning who said they had nothing to do with computers, nothing. You know, they were not computer savvy. They didn't.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because you see, your information is still on the computer, whether you log in or not.
Right.
Doesn't matter. The whole world
right.
is on a computer.
One of my best friends. I just went up and visit. Her husband had a smartphone, traded it in, and has a flip. He does not even know how to get on the web. He does not have I think he has a website, but somebody else mans it for his business. He doesn't even have a computer. He has no idea. In fact, if you leave him a voicemail, he's never going to listen to it.
That's wild.
It's incredible.
Could you go back? Could you go back to a world with answering machines or...
Oh, God, I loved answering machines because you could really...
Play it over and over again.
Play it over, it would be pretty hard to do because you'd be alone.
Mm-hmm.
So unless the whole... Unless, you know, your circle went back... unless your circle went back of friends and family, then, you know, you would just... You'd be looked at like a... Freaking dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. And you want to know something? The reality is, you might not know how to do things that would really maybe save your life one day or save your sanity one day.
Mm-hmm.
I was late to the internet.
Hmm.
I think you were to it much sooner because of the work that you do.
Yeah, because of my business. I was on pretty early.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm going to tell you that I really didn't get into the whole thing until about 7 years ago.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah. I'm a virgin. Yeah. Okay. I hear the global laugh there. A few chairs just fell over.
That's for wine.
I believe this is the night the lights went out in Georgia. Okay. I just, yeah.
In several places.
Yeah. My nose is growing. I could build a house from this lumber. No, but really, truly, about seven, eight years ago, I really said, okay, you know what, I'm going to check it. I really didn't get into online banking until 5 years ago.
Oh, see, and I was late coming to online banking. I just got into online banking this last year.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, I got to go to the bank and put this in. I got to go to the bank.
You know, and I mean, I was somebody who never reconciled the checkbook anyway. I always rounded up. So either I ended up with a lot of extra money at the end of the month or...
Yeah.
I didn't.
You didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was okay with that, you know, but now with live banking and you can go and you can look and it's almost immediate.
And they immediately take some payments you can take right out of your account,
yep.
which is really like pretty much saved my marriage because every month my husband would sit there pulling his hair out going, I've got to do the bills. And I was going, I said, why don't you just get online banking, you know, because we pay it every month.
Mm-hmm.
Just let him take it out.
Automatic.
Yeah, automatic withdrawal. And he's a happier man.
It's just the simple things, isn't it?
It is just the simple things. Thank you, Internet,
for those things. So, I mean, in this cyber world that we're all in now, and it's just you got to check out your footing, and you also have to decide what's your aim with this internet dating. Are you looking for a relationship, or are you just looking for a series of flirtations?
What's Tinder? I've heard people talk about Tinder.
Tinder is a hookup.
Tinder
is I'm looking for sex.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you?
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, what the hell?
I said hello. I've been good.
Good.
Tinder is I'm around the corner. Are you wearing panties? Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Not that I know anything about it.
Yeah.
I'm from what I've read.
You're talking about a guy wearing panties? Oh, you're around the corner wearing panties. I know. I had a friend was in town, and he's single, and he said, look at this man. And he brought up this picture of this really pretty blonde girl with her shoulder facing you, and there was like a tattoo going down her arm. And I said, who's that? He said, well, he said, he was visiting from out of town. He said, well, she lives here in town. I said, yeah, but who is she? He goes, well, I just met her on Tinder. And I went, oh. He said, so I'm going to go meet her for a drink after we have dinner. So we have dinner in this really nice restaurant, and then he gets up and walks over to the bar, and there's the girl. And she turns out to be a great girl who's a jewelry designer, and they just had a few drinks together. And Eddie looked at me, and he said, well, he's in our car. And I went, yeah, well, there is Uber or taxi, mm-hmm. you know. But he came back to the table after about an hour. He said, oh, he said she's really a neat girl, you know. Went to her website or jewelry stuff, blah, 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 blah. And I went, oh, because Eddie said, he said, well, I thought Tinder was just a hookup. I said, well, maybe they hooked up for, you know, next time he's in town or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But did they disappear and go to the restroom?
Oh, that's true.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I have no Tinder. I'm not a Tinderella, so I can't.
Tinderella.
I can't tell you what the true experience of that is.
Let us know,
yeah,
folks. Let us know what your thoughts on Tinder are.
Tinderize us.
Tinderize us. You're good today.
You know what?
Do you have another one or do I have?
Boom, it's your turn.
What's my turn? Have you already done your two?
I did.
Oh, my God. Okay. Dear Gwendolyn and Charity, I have a delicate problem. My husband of 20 years has lost his sexual interest in me because I have gained 70 pounds.
Oh, so common.
I have spent the last year working very hard to lose the weight, and I have. I am down to my original size 8 and looking so good. My husband agrees I look good, but we still haven't made love in over 3 years.
It's his problem.
I have tried to seduce him, but he puts me off with excuses like he's tired or has stuff to do if it's in the middle of the day. I am so depressed. I want to eat. My best friend has kept me on the path with her help and guidance, and I haven't put any weight back on. I really thought he would be excited and find me desirable. What can I do? And she signed it, still fat.
Well,
what do you think?
What I think is this. I think we need to redefine what intimacy is.
Ooh.
Because I think we've been fed this X-rated Hallmark card version of what relationships should be, and that it has to result in penetration or ejaculation.
Hmm.
Okay? I think that, now, and you know I'm a cynic, and you're the love doctor. I think that love and relationships can encompass so much more than that, that can be satisfactory. Because let's face it, girls, you got to get some skills. If your man's letting you down in the bedroom and mm-hmm. all you're looking for is the big O, you can do that for yourself. You know, but is he giving you intimacy? Is
right.
he showing you attention? Is he being lovey that way?
Right. Is he praising you?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like he's not praising her.
No.
It
sounds like he's just not interested, period. And it doesn't really sound like he's straying around. It just sounds like his hormone levels, he's out of testosterone. He probably needs a little boost. But
get him some ground antler. Ground antler.
I think that as women, we get caught up in the same thing men get caught up in. They all want to act like they're going to be swinging that big carrot and peas for the rest of their lives. And, you know, it's always going to be at attention. And that just isn't the way life goes, you know, for any of us physically or mentally.
Right. Well, when you think about it, she said they've been married for 20 years. I mean, even if they got married when they were 30, he's only 50.
Oh, that's true.
You know, it's not like, you know, during their 70s. It just sounds like...
See, I have a friend that's in a similar situation. And really, honestly, in her situation,
Be careful.
Yeah. Her husband has some physical problems,
mm.
you know, but she has absorbed that into, he's not interested in me. You know, it's me. We mm-hmm. women take it more personally, don't you think?
I think men take it bad too.
Do you? See, yeah. I can't really answer that because I don't have a man in my life. So.
I can't remember. But we take it more personally because it's very important to be wanted.
Uh-huh.
And if you have a good marriage and you have everything you need and you're working along side by side and it's not happening, but you're happy that that's not happening, maybe it's just a passage within the relationship that will pass. Maybe we need some Spanish flies. Maybe we need that little pill or a lot of booze,
catalyst.
To get crazy, you know. Maybe you need a hotel room. Maybe you need a trip. Maybe you need to blow him in the car. I don't know. Like, is that bad? Should I put money in?
Well, is that technically a curse?
Blow. I'm bloviating.
Throw money in the car because we in the car. Throw money in the till because we want to make that trip anyway. But I think you're right. I think you're dead on right, Gwen. I think that we need to create. We need to nurture and create romance and interest and love because it's a learning process. You
mm-hmm.
know, you might learn something that you didn't even know about your spouse. I mean, you might learn something you don't want to know, but,
right.
you know, I just think that also, too, we are all running on a hamster wheel. There's no time. We're tired. We're bogged down. We're busy. We're working 18-hour days. It's
mm-hmm.
we need a siesta. Is what the hell we need?
See, we need a weekend like in a New York hotel, like that woman had
mm-hmm.
with her fantasy date.
Yep. Well, you know what? I don't want to throw ice water on your little moan there, but if for right now you're feeling really good about yourself. You have
mm-hmm.
to stay feeling really good about yourself. And one of
yes.
two things is going to happen. Either he's going to wake up and realize, whoa, she feels really good about herself. I better up my game or she's
mm-hmm.
walking. Or he's not. And in that case, choose to be happy. Choose to be happy. And if that means you need to move on and, you know,
yeah.
move.
You got to find that little crack in the door where you can jump in there and get him going.
She always looks on the sunny side. She's always got that. That's, you know, I do admire that about you because you are a hopeful romantic.
I am a hopeful romantic.
Yeah, you are. I'm not. I don't even know if I have any romance. Right before the show. Wait.
She does.
Right
she
before
does.
The show, she showed me an ad.
It was in the coupon section of the Sunday paper. Should I read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
I cut coupons. It's a thing that I do, and I love it when I get my receipt back, and it says, you've saved $32. I love that. It says, do these bowel symptoms sound familiar? Urgency, irritation, mucus discharge, skid marks, accidental
skid marks,
bleach.
But they actually wrote that out.
For everybody to see. Huh? Finally, there's a solution. The butterfly body liners.
Oh,
the first and only secure protection that adheres comfortably and discreetly in between your buttocks. Hey, this is a dollar off on this. I may buy it.
You know what?
I think I want to buy it just to have the box like 20 years
yeah.
from now to have it up on the
field
shelf.
Field research. Yeah, because this thing is not staying on the shelf.
They have it for men and women. I guess there's different sizes.
Okay.
This is hysterical, everybody. Now there are mini pads for your butt.
Well, okay. Imagine going into a drugstore and saying, excuse me, do you
yeah.
carry the butterfly body liners? And do they come in extra, extra large?
Ooh, woo.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, they're on Facebook. Facebook.com/butterfly.
Go check it out, folks. The butterfly body liners. And this is not necessarily an endorsement, but
Hey, we said we'd wear lady pants and do a Japanese commercial. So.
And also subliminal advertising is always fascinates me. It's got the two hands like that. What's that insurance company? You're in good hands
with
Allstate. Okay, well, they've got the two hands for Allstate, and in it is this butterfly-shaped pad.
With a very large butthole
cover
padding thing. Hey, listen, if you've got some problems, it's going to cover all your bases.
I guess if you're taking Humira or... Or what's the other one that makes you secrete out of your butt? Lyrica.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Lyrica. So it's not like they're coming out with what you need
for the
antidote for what happens when you take these drugs.
Well, nothing like wrapping up a show with a solid endorsement.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know something? We like to teach. And that being said, we are going to wrap it up, and we're going to say adios for this week. We're going to go and enjoy a lovely fall evening, perhaps sit out on the lanai and have ourselves a cocktail.
Let's go out on the porch, and I've got another bottle in the fridge.
Hey, we can totter out there.
Yeah.
All right, peeps, I'm Charity Trueheart.
I'm Gwendolyn Lovequest, and here is our Love Burns anthem from Mary Yanofsky and
Danny Ironstone. Sung by the irreplaceable Dusty Springfield. You've been listening to Love Burns. Have a great week.